So, like the young Samuel, a young Martin Luther King Jr. once received a late night call. The phone rang late at night, and Martin Luther King picked up the receiver and he heard a voice he didn't know but recognized nonetheless. It was the voice of hatred. And it began by addressing him not by his name, but with a single word, a vile epithet. Now, Dr. King was not as young as the boy Samuel when he received a call at midnight, but he was still only 26 or so, also dedicated to the Lord. And like Samuel's, King's midnight call would be a defining moment in his life. The ugly voice on the phone continued. If you aren't out of this house in 3 days, we're going to blow your brains out and blow up your house. Not a message anyone would welcome, especially in the middle of the night as your wife and children slept. A message that would make anyone's heart clutch in fear. Now, as Dr. King told it, he hung up the phone and he prayed. He recalled, "I could hear an inner voice saying to me, Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness, stand up for justice, stand up for truth. And lo, I will be with you even until the end of this world." That was Martin Luther King's defining call, not the voice of hate spewing vitriol, but the voice of love, giving encouragement, urging him on, calling him forward to a difficult and dangerous ministry of justice and peace. Now, when I was working on this sermon, I know I'd be quoting Dr. King a lot today, and so I thought, since we have the benefit of Zoom technology, I should let Dr. King speak for himself. So, in a moment, we will watch a video of Dr. King's Nobel Prize, Peace Prize, rather, acceptance speech. It was delivered in Oslo, Norway, in December 1964. And the words, I think, will remind us of how far we are as a nation from realizing Dr. King's dream. But I hope they will also inspire us to continue rather the work begun by Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and countless others.